WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, and the Tuesday that feels like a Monday, but that usually happens after a long weekend. And of course, we can take your calls at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Hopefully you got a chance to get out and remember the fallen yesterday. And I was having this conversation with Chris McCarthy on Friday very quickly. As he was leaving, he and Tom were heading out for lunch. But we just happened to have this conversation in the hallway because he was talking about how people will say happy Memorial Day. And, you know, it's not supposed to be a happy occasion. I don't get too worked up about that. Obviously, you know, Chris is a veteran and I'm sure he served with people who are no longer with us. But I looked at it from the perspective of, you know, if you have a happy Memorial Day, you should be extra thankful for the sacrifice that those folks have made. But also, Memorial Day has also morphed a little bit because it's supposed to be about remembering those who gave their lives in defense of the country. And some have taken it to a level of they use it to remember anybody who has passed away. So they might go and visit their parents' graves or their grandparents' graves or what have you. And, you know, I've seen folks get upset about that and say, well, why do we take away the meaning of Memorial Day? But in a sense, you know, we don't have another day where people go out and honor those who are no longer with us. So if that's what they're going to do, you know, that's okay. I read something somewhere once, or I heard it somewhere. I don't remember if I read it or heard it in a podcast or something, but or on a radio show. But it was suggested that the reason why the Memorial Day observance has expanded to be in some people's traditions to be anybody who has passed away, not just those who have passed away that were in the military, is because for a long time the U.S. wasn't in any active conflicts and we weren't losing anybody. You know, if you look at the time between the Vietnam conflict and the Gulf War, you know, that there was a period of time when America wasn't sacrificing people. People weren't giving the ultimate sacrifice, I should say. We weren't sacrificing people. People weren't giving the ultimate sacrifice. So that kind of became a way to incorporate getting more people to come to the cemeteries. And then also, while they were there, remembering their grandparents, their parents, whoever had passed away in their own personal lives, they also would see the flags on the graves of those who served. And they would see, you know, the tributes that were paid to them. And it would be a way to get them to kind of come out to the cemeteries and see some of these observances take place when they might not have had a personal connection and a reason to go out there. So that's something that I'd heard about, a reason as to why they had expanded that to some degree. So whether or not that's true, I don't know, but that's just, again, I think I heard it on a radio show. It might have been, you know what, I was probably listening to like Coast to Coast AM overnight sometime and heard it, and that's why I don't 100% remember all the details. But we can certainly discuss that if you'd like. Also, the latest information that we have on that shooting that occurred last evening in New Bedford is that the victim did in fact die. Kimberl Gedeon, 21 years old, of New Bedford. He was shot and died as a result of his injuries. No further information beyond that. We are Certainly going to bring you any updates that we get when they do come in terms of if there's an arrest. But as you heard, a caller who lives in the area called in earlier and said that he saw, you know, the dogs were out last night. So whether or not they were looking for a weapon, whether or not they were looking for a suspect. You know, we don't have any information yet, but we will give you that as soon as we get it. And then one other thing to keep in mind this week. This is the final week of the month. This is the final week of May. Can you believe it? It's going to be June and in just a couple of days. It feels like it today. But here we are on the verge of summer. They're not kidding when they say there really isn't a spring in New Bedford because in New England, because if you felt that weather over the course of the weekend and I was outside for all of it, you realized this is spring. And now here we are about to give way to June. 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Oh my God, don't you dare even whine. This is the first time that we're having a spring and didn't jump right into summer.
Yeah, no.
Anybody out there that's whining, I will kill them. This is the greenest my lawn has been where I live.
I just think a lot of people are dreading June because now we're going to get the pollen. It's already starting. But
pollen's already here.
It's going to get a lot worse very soon.
No, but it's so good because I'm telling you, this is the first time in 3 years that we've actually have had this much rain and where the temperature stayed without jumping right into, the hot weather. But at the same time, yeah, okay, so April showers are into May. But I'm telling you, I never saw so much green foliage. This is the best this lawn has looked. Since I've lived in this development for a long time, Tim, I'm loving it. I'm sorry. But here's the good thing. All that pollen is already on my windshield. It's everywhere, here and there. Haven't had to keep the house windows or sliding glass door open because it's just cool enough to keep it down. And I'm assuming everybody else is that way, you know, where the pollen isn't in your house affecting you because, you know, it's cool enough for us to still keep our stuff off, not put the heat on, but, you know, keep everything off. I think this is awesome. I'm just so happy to see everything so lush and green for the first time in a spring in a long time. I feel like this is a real spring, and I don't care if we're 10, 15 degrees below, but that will help people with allergies. I don't have them. You know, I just got ragweed, basically, which is more towards the end of the year. But, Tim, listen, I have to ask you real quick. I want to know if I can get permission to call you back later. I really want to talk to you about stuff. I'm expecting two really important phone calls. But I wanted to touch on, you made this such a good morning show already. So I'll start with this. The voting. I would love for you. And because you said McCarthy, we all got duped. So I would love for you to sit with him, Chris, the first hour of the show, and or even the first half hour, and just both of you explain yourselves. Because he tells us one thing about why we shouldn't hear, because first of all, there was no ballots put out. And then there's people getting ballots sent over and over in the mail and stuff like this. I mean, I don't have time to go into all the things, but I've listened to Chris talk about this a lot. Now, 3 weeks ago when President Virgo was on, he said he was, you know, disappointed that nobody would push it through. But after he left, Chris said all the reasons why he was wrong. And I was like, oh, because I was leaning this way on the pendulum. And then when Chris said, I was like, oh, now I'm that side. So I was wondering, could you maybe possibly do that today?
I cannot. I don't have time to do it. I have things I got to do when I get off the air, and I wouldn't force myself onto his show anyway.
Well, no, it would be great, though, the two of you.
Yeah, I don't have time. I when I'm done in here, I don't have time to do anything else. I've got a packed schedule every day, pretty much.
I know. You're all over the place with your new promotion. But, oh, wait, so that's all I really can say now. But can I call back later?
If we have time, if things thank don't get you. Too crazy, sure.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, have a good morning.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
And that, I mean, listen, as I said, you can read about it at newbedfordlight.org. It's not me saying it. It's election officials. It's political science professors. It's people in the know that Colin Hogan quotes in his piece at newbedfordlight.org that basically says there was no reason to do this way. There was no reason to put the New Bedford Election Commission and the election office, rather, underneath this extra tight deadline. The only municipality in Massachusetts that's holding a preliminary election in October. The only one. So why? Why? The reason they gave you is because people would get confused. It's always been in October. People would get confused. 10% of the people vote in preliminary elections or less. Those 10% of the people are informed, educated voters. The average person doesn't know, oh, you know what? It's Tuesday in October. I guess I should go show up at my polling place. Maybe there's an election. Maybe there's a preliminary election I can go vote in. They don't know that. They vote because they are aware of what's going on. You can pretty much count on the fact that preliminary elections and primary elections are mostly informed voters because they're not just going because it's election day. They're going because they are paying attention to what's going on. So therefore, if the date changed, they would know. They're listening to the radio. They're reading the newspaper. They're reading New Bedford Light. They're watching New Bedford Cable Access. They would know. And if they didn't know, you've got plenty of time to tell them. And I'm sure that the New Bedford Election Office would rather spend the next couple of months investing time in spreading awareness of a change of a date rather than what they're going through now, which is trying to plan with a sliver of time to get done all that they need to get done. Now, again, as I've said before, this could all be a moot point. There could be no need for a preliminary election. We'll see when people return their papers and we'll see who's officially on the ballot and what shakes out that way. But and if that's the case, it's all a moot point. It doesn't matter. But, of course, you know you're going to have a preliminary election. You're going to have the need for one. And so telling people that changing the date would screw people up, I'm not buying it. Not buying it. And this movement against mail-in voting, as you see, more people have become engaged through it. That's why they want to keep it going. Because people don't want to have to take a day off or a morning off of work on a Tuesday in October and then do it again in November. Being able to mail in that ballot makes a huge difference. And you can say, well, there's early voting. They can go and do early voting. Yeah, but not everybody can do that either. When you have a 10 to 15% voter turnout in each election, you should be doing all you can to encourage people to vote in a way that makes it easier for them to cast a ballot. Because it is safe and it is secure. And if you think that somebody's coming in and trying to rig a New Bedford election, you're just a conspiracy theorist. New Bedford is an important election for the people of New Bedford. Nobody else cares. George Soros doesn't give a damn about what goes on in New Bedford. The Koch brothers don't care about what goes on in New Bedford. None of them are coming in trying to influence a New Bedford election, one way or the other. Elon Musk isn't showing up in New Bedford and offering people $1 million to go out and vote. What matters is that you get people to vote and get them to do it in a way that works for them so that they continue to do it. And they say, wow, that's an easy process. I'm going to do this every time there's a municipal election. Because while every vote counts, it sounds weird to say, because on the surface it's not true, but it feels true, it counts more in your local election. Right? I know it's not factually true, but it feels like it is. Because there are so much fewer votes, and because you are directly electing the people who will govern over you. Anyway, 508-996-0500. But read Colin's piece at newbedfordlight.org. It's very very informational in that regard. Certainly more than I can educate you on. Listen to the experts. They know what they're talking about. All right, I've got to take a break here. We will be right back. Hey, baby, I'm talking to you. Stop yourself and listen. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the newsroom now with Mike Roberts, getting all the top national and international stories of the day. On the other side, we can get your reaction. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
President Trump still after Harvard University. A Connecticut woman involved in a drug ring and millions of people dealing with severe weather.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Connecticut woman who allegedly used her teenage daughters to package and deliver crack cocaine is going to prison.
35-year-old Nasa Vasquez Ferrer of Waterbury was sentenced in federal court after pleading guilty earlier this year to various drug charges. She allegedly worked for a drug trafficking ring and was arrested in November 2023, one of 17 people charged following an investigation led by the FBI's Waterbury Safe Streets Gang Task Force. Vasquez Ferrer is scheduled to report to federal prison on July 11th. I'm Larry Kofsky.
Authorities in Washington, D.C., say the person accused of fatally shooting two Israeli diplomats have confessed to the crime. Two embassy staff members were shot to death on a downtown street on Wednesday after attending a young diplomat's reception in Washington. The alleged gunman has been identified as 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. An FBI affidavit claims that when police arrived, Rodriguez stated, "I did it for Palestine and I did it for Gaza." At least 17 people reported injured after a stabbing attack at a German railway station. It happened in Hamburg around 5 p.m. local time. Officials say that four of the victims are in critical condition. Another six are injured. A suspect has been arrested and is identified as a 39-year-old German woman. The nation's fallen military service members were honored yesterday by President Trump. He visited Arlington National Cemetery to mark Memorial Day. He took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Before delivering remarks, Trump said that we share in the sorrow with the families of the fallen service members. He also added that service members who have given everything and asked for nothing. Millions dealing with severe weather in the plains to the southeast as people traveled back home yesterday for the Memorial Day holiday. The weekend wrapped up and the regions have been slammed with severe weather for several days, especially in Oklahoma, Missouri, and Florida. Storms also in parts of Colorado and New Mexico, all the way to South Carolina and Georgia. Two children among 11 injured in a boat explosion in South Florida. Authorities say the reported explosion and fire happened last night in Fort Lauderdale. At least one witness says they saw the boat explosion and several people brought to the docks of a yacht club with burn injuries. Several agencies were at the scene, including the U.S. Coast Guard and Fort Lauderdale Fire and Rescue. Three more inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month are now back in custody. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell announced on social media that Lenten Van Buren was recaptured in Baton Rouge. Minutes later, it was reported that Jermaine Donald and Leo Tate were also caught in Walker County, Texas. Eight of the 10 inmates have now been recaptured since they broke out of the New Orleans Justice Center on May 16th. Several people have been arrested for helping the escapees.
WBSM Sports.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox in Milwaukee last night 3-2. Sox are back at it again tonight at 7:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Tuesday morning, sun rising nice and early this time of the year. And as it does, temperatures will slowly warm. We start out around 50 degrees, but later this afternoon, man, oh man, does it get warm along the coast. We're looking at temperatures around 70 degrees. As you head inland, we get to the mid and even upper 70s in spots today. So enjoy the summer-like feel, especially with some sunshine as well. It's going to feel great as you're heading out the door, mostly to partly sunny as we get through this Tuesday. And as the sun sets, temperatures dip back down into the mid-50s overnight. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And the Eagles are going to be playing the Sphere in Las Vegas, and we've got your chance to fly out and see them because we're going to be giving away the grand prize, airfare for two to Las Vegas, a two-night stay at the Venetian, $500 in spending cash, and two tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere this September in Vegas. So if you would like to enter to win that, well, you don't have to listen. You can go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app, and you can like us on Facebook and follow us on X, Twitter, whatever. You can subscribe to us on YouTube, subscribe to our newsletter, all that, and get yourself some entries. But then, of course, if you want to get extra entries, we've got three chances for you every day to enter to win. Three different Eagles song titles. We're going to give you one at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. And if you enter those into those boxes there on the website, then you'll be entered to win. Each one is an entry. So if you've been listening every single time, you've got, I don't know how many entries already into this contest. And I can tell you this, you know, people are going crazy for this one. They love the idea of not only going to see the Eagles in one of their final shows ever, but also getting the chance to go away and enjoy, you know, and September in Las Vegas isn't going to be too hot, right? So you've got the chance to win right now at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. It's brought to you by the DeMello International Center in New Bedford and Tank Exchange. So be listening for your first Eagles song title at 10 a.m. this morning. We've been talking about a number of different things, but of course, there was a homicide in New Bedford last night that is under investigation. 21-year-old Kembrell Gedeon was the victim, and we'll give you any more details on that as we get them. But right now, you know, there's nothing more in terms of a suspect, in terms of anybody being in custody. Hopefully we get some updates on that in the coming hours. And we'll bring it to you as soon as we have it. Let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. The rats.
Yes.
The rats invading the area around the airport in New Bedford. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, and it was a bunch of them that had been run over in the street, a bunch of them still running around. I sent emails out to a number of people trying to get more information, but haven't heard back from anybody on it.
Right. Like, how quickly do they breed? Like, how long ago was that fire? Because people are using that as like a birthplace of or an origin of where these rats all came from.
Yeah, like it flushed them out kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But how long ago was that fire?
About a week ago, maybe.
Yeah. So all those rats, they couldn't have just bred overnight and exploded in population like that. So they were there. So why the hell weren't they dealt with then?
My only thought was that there was an area where they might have been nesting, and that as they were trying to do some of the cleanup from the fire, that maybe they disturbed wherever it was that they had been, and that caused them all to come out.
Area where the water went to or something. But I think that New Bedford is suffering from a mistaken ideology. And trying to grow, and bring in all these big things that are going to fix everything. But then you're forgetting about how crappy Dartmouth Street is. You're forgetting about the rat population at the airport. And that's supposed to be the red carpet for all those rich people using their private planes, right? But now they have to run through a gauntlet of dead rats on the road. Why doesn't New Bedford kind of look inward a little bit more and kind of work with what is here and fix what is right in front of us first and foremost?
Well, you can do two things at once. You can fix what's wrong while also seeking new development and new business as well.
Yeah, but one is being done at the expense of another. You're putting the other one on the back burner. When was the last time Dartmouth Street got handled? When was the last time they check for rats in the woods near the airport? You know, there's so many things that just get lost in the shuffle because of these grand dreams that people are focusing on or the city government is focusing on. What about fishing in Buzzards Bay? If people are poor and they don't have food to put on the table, we live on Buzzards Bay. You should be able to go down there and fish, but oh, you can't. So what's the city doing about that?
Well, there's been a decades long federal cleanup on that.
But there's still announcements. I mean, there was just one a couple of weeks ago from that was a red tide. But yeah, it's been going on for a long time. And I just feel like New Bedford is too big for its britches. It's only a 3-mile by 13-mile small town geographically. Yeah, there are a lot of people here, but I think New Bedford needs to concentrate on what is here and focus on what is here. Put that energy where it belongs rather than focusing on these big, big dreams that may or may not help the city in the long run. Like the windmill stuff, we're supposed to get thousands of jobs in the city of New Bedford. Where's that? It's not there. Yeah, you get restaurants that do a little bit of business with the out of towners that come in to go to work, or you get hotels where they come out from out of state. But that's a restaurant and a hotel. What about the rest of the city overall? You got to kind of bring it back in a little bit and start really concentrating on what's here and working with what is here to realistically move forward in a positive direction. But that's all I'm going to give you. I'm going to go finish my coffee. You have a good day, Tim.
You as well. Take it easy. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. And yeah, so if you're not familiar with the rat story, there were a bunch of rats that just, took over Chalmette Avenue, and they were run over in the streets. I was getting photos sent to me. I was getting videos sent to me. They were run over in the streets. And then there's like other ones that are just kind of hanging around, like popping up and looking at the cars as they drive by. Like thousands and thousands of rats. So where did they come from? What's going on? And apparently they're working their way out of that area now. So where did they come from? How did it happen? And what can be done about it? I think, first of all, the fire taking place at the recycling facility probably did, or the trash facility, that probably had something to do with it. Maybe some of the weather that we had too kind of flushed them out from wherever they were. I don't know. But I can find it hard to believe that there's been that many for that long that nobody realized what was going on and didn't take care of it. But then again, I don't know. I don't know where they came from enough to accurately comment on that. But the bottom line now is something's got to be done about them, because there's residential properties in the area now where they are reaching. So what's going to happen when they start invading those people's homes and getting into their basements and their garages and what have you? And whose fault is that? Whose dime does that come under when it's time to get rid of them? Let's take one more call here before I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Good morning. Anyway, this is the first time hearing about the rats, but they must be coming from the garbage facility.
That's my guess, is that they probably were like tucked away in there somewhere, and they had been like, in a old corner of the foundation or something, and then that got disturbed and they all just came running out.
So where are they being seen?
So they were all down Chalmette Avenue. That's where they were like, run over in the road and seen on the side of the road. But I was getting a report from somebody this morning that they have, they've been past Cumberland Farms there and are now heading toward Durfee Street.
Really?
That's the report I got this morning from someone.
And they're huge?
From the photos and the videos that I saw, they look rather large, yes.
Well, what's the mayor
going to
do about it?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear back. The city is one of the entities that I sent an email to, and I'm waiting to hear back about it.
Oh, that's gross. Oh, what's next? Okay, Tim, I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
You too.
All right, I got to take a break here, but we can take some more calls. 508-996-0500, especially if you live in that area. Make sure that you have all your windows to your basement closed. Make sure you keep your bulkhead closed. Make sure that you're keeping the doors closed. And, get a cat. Although, I guess you got to get a cat that actually wants to hunt mice. My previous cat, my one now, the cat I have now, he would probably hunt down anything. But my previous cat was scared of his own shadow. So he would have let the mice come in and take over. The rats would have lived in my house if it was up to that cat. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. If I stay too long in trouble town.
Oh, yeah. You wreck me, baby. Yeah, you break me in two.
No, I don't know what I did there. What did I do? I think I hit the space bar and paused the YouTube. Ah, well, that happens. Well, that's all right, because now I can tell you about Dash Laundromat. Because Dash Laundromat is the place where laundry has never been this easy or this honest. No hidden fees, just transparent pricing start to finish. Small loads you can wash and dry for just $6.75. If you've got a big family, you can use the 80-pound washer with a full dry cycle, only $16.50. And if you hate waiting around, you can drop it off with their Wash Dry Go program, just 70 cents a pound. And then, of course, you can use their lockers to pick up and drop off, or you can sign up for a monthly service and get free delivery, free pickup and drop off. So find out more by downloading the Dash Laundromat app or going to dashlaundromat.com or stop by One State Road in Dartmouth. They're so friendly there. It's actually fun going in there. You walk in, there's music playing. They've got movies and TV running for people to watch while they're doing their laundry. But what I love the most about it is I can just drop my laundry off and go. I have them do the wash, dry, fold. It's so easy. I don't have to worry about doing laundry anymore. I've got all that time back. I can just open up the bag, take out a shirt, and throw it on. It's amazing. So check out Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, and soon coming to New Bedford, right across from Kilburn Mill and the old Advance Auto Part, the old Advance Auto Parts, rather, on Riding French Boulevard. So check it out, dashlaundromat.com. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. This rat issue had me perplexed, but I think I come up with a solution. This is a job for Underdog. Take care of the mole people. I think he can take care of the rats.
I think you're right.
Where's Wally Cox when you need him?
Let's see if we can find Underdog.
Yeah, that or Mark Wahlberg from The Departed. He knew how to take care of rats.
That's a different kind of rat. These ones are a lot smaller.
Well, like I think that these things have a way of working out. They can't handle the population, so they're out of the woods. We're all on rat patrol now. This will be short lived problem.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Have a good day. I was just losing a little bit of the signal there. It was cutting in and out on me. All right, I got to take one final break here for this hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in a moment. When we come back on the other side, you can talk more at 508-996-0500. We've also got a couple of great deals up for you at seizedeal.com. I'll tell you about when we come back because these are some deeply discounted deals, and seizedeal.com is always a place where you can save money, but you can really save money, some activities for the family, some other things as well. So we're going to talk to you about that coming up as well. But of course,